The company Planet Gas, which has an exploration license in the region, didn't return AM's calls. Regional Australia isn't the only place where debate is raging over coal seam gas. The company Dart Energy has an exploration license that covers a large portion of the Sydney Basin. At a community forum last night, the company's CEO sought to play down concerns over mining in the suburb of St Peters, but said the company may start exploration drilling elsewhere in the Sydney Basin next year. Timothy McDonald reports.
The forum took place at the Leichhardt Town Hall, and the local mayor, Rochelle Porteous, had a few thoughts on the issue.
You think it's a no-brainer. You don't mine methane gas in densely populated urban areas.
One company has floated the idea of gas exploration in St Peters in inner Sydney and holds an exploration licence that covers most of the Sydney Basin. Robert Dwyer from Dart Energy tried to allay the audience's concerns but had a hard time convincing them of his company's intentions.
The earliest we'd ever start drilling in PEL 463 would be the middle of 2012, at the very earliest. And it certainly wouldn't be in St Peters.
The New South Wales Greens MP, Jeremy Buckingham, says the industry's strategy has, for some time, been to grow by stealth.
That's what they always say. They say currently. We currently have no plans. At this stage, we have no plans. And that's how it grows.
Whether or not any coal seam gas operations go ahead in Sydney, there's broader concern that chemicals used in the process could contaminate water sources. A chemical cocktail known as BTEX is the one of greatest concern. It's been banned in Queensland, and many companies, including Dart, say they don't use it. But Helen Redman from Doctors for the Environment says coal seam gas operations can release it even if the companies don't use it.
You've heard it's been banned in drilling and fracking fluids, but actually naturally occurs in the coal seam.
The coal seam gas industry says there's not much to worry about.
Now, these chemicals in the main are chemicals which will occur in food, in cosmetics, in your swimming pool, and in your laundry cupboard.
That's Ross Dunn, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association's Queensland Coal Seam Gas Director. While community groups are concerned about local environmental problems, the industry says it's part of the solution to a global one. They say energy from coal seam gas is less carbon intensive than coal-fired power plants, and they say it's part of a more efficient energy mix.
And that's Timothy McDonald reporting.